Hi, I'm Ralphie Miranda.
Hello, I'm Jessica Esparza.
And we are ConnectaPod.
Today we are changing the narrative, Pacoima, with Assemblymember Luz Rivas,
who visited us today at Vaughan Next Century Learning Center.
Who inspired you to be who you are?
There are so many people in my life that inspired me. You know, I think of my teachers in elementary school that taught me computer science when no one was doing this in the country. Very little computers in the classroom in the 1980s. So I think of them. I had a high school teacher that really encouraged me to apply to MIT. I didn't think I was good enough and that I would get accepted. And because I listened to her and she mentored me, I applied and I was accepted. You know, it's sometimes I think it's harder to get in somewhere if you don't apply, right? It's like we all think we can't do it, but it's even harder if you don't try and apply. And so, of course, my mom, you know, has always been an inspiration too. She worked really hard. You know, she cleaned houses and worked in factories just so that we would have shoes and clothes and food. And I'm sure, like a lot of your parents. Because of her, I'm able to be successful.
What is a difficult part of your job?
Well, it's a lot of hours, right? I hardly get time off, but it's great because I get to come to places like this and talk to a classroom like yours. One thing that's hard is I get to vote on new laws, and sometimes people here in my community are for them, and then there's others that are against them. And they both tried to convince me to vote either yes or no. And I know that whatever I decide, I'm gonna disappoint a group of people, right? Because I can't vote both yes and no. I have to make a decision. So I think it through based on what I heard from the community, and then I make a decision. But I always know that there could be people that are disappointed in me. And that's hard.
If you weren't a politician, what would you be?
Wow. Well, I already was a founder of a nonprofit, which was a lot of fun, and I used to run a nonprofit. I think I would want to be the CEO of a small company. I like running things. I like having a team, and I like being in charge.
Did you play any sports?
Not really growing up, you know, besides like, you know, kickball on the street or something. Mainly also, you know, my mom couldn't afford the uniforms and the shoes and everything that it costs to join a team outside of school. And so it was very difficult to join, even if I really wanted to.
What do you find interesting about science and technology?
I think what's interesting as well about science is that there's so much that we don't know. And even the scientists that are, you know, really smart and have PhDs, they still have a lot of questions that they don't know the answers to. So it's all this exploration and research that we have to do to figure things out in the world. Technology to me is a lot of fun because we're able to do, it's making our lives easier. And now, I mean, you have an iPad right here and you're able to look up anything you want. If you have a question, you can look it up and have access to that information. When I was a kid, we had to go to a library and look up encyclopedias. So if I were home and I had a question or I was curious about something, I couldn't do anything about it until I went to a library. So if you could, that would take like a week to get an answer. And now I just use Google and ask a question and I can read all about something that I'm curious about.
What advice do you have for future politicians?
Advice for future politicians. I think that all politicians, should really, one, care about issues. It could be anything, you know. Some of my colleagues really care about the environment, or they care about children or mothers, or reforming the criminal justice system. So I think being passionate about an issue, I think, is very important. Also, you know, creating relationships in your community, you know, teachers, you know, churches, community leaders, getting to know them so that when you are running for office, you can ask people to support you.
What made you interested in politics?
You know, I never thought I would be a politician, but when I started my nonprofit and I started working with the community and schools and families, I realized that there was a lot that had nothing to do with STEM, but it was preventing kids from joining programs like this or having access to it. So some of the girls that I worked with, their parents were losing their jobs, or they were suddenly homeless, living in their car. So they would come to school really tired or hungry. And that has nothing to do with STEM or whether you're interested in STEM. So it made me realize there's so many other problems going on in the children's lives that we need to solve those so that then they can be the best student or do whatever they want in the future.
What school was better, MIT or Harvard, and why?
You know, well, I was at MIT longer. I was there for 4 years for my bachelor's degree. And it was such a great experience, you know, especially coming from the San Fernando Valley and moving way across the country. I met so many different people. So I have a good experience there. It was really difficult, too, because it's very intense, the coursework. And then Harvard was just, I was older. It was a very different experience. So I don't think one is better than the other, but I think they were right for me at that time in my life when I chose to go there.
What cities are in the 39th district?
Okay, so the 39th district has Pacoima, San Fernando, Sylmar, Sun Valley, a little piece of Granada Hills, Mission Hills, parts of North Hollywood, Sunland Tujunga, Arleta, Shadow Hills, and Lakeview Terrace. I think I have them all. Yeah. So it's a lot of the East San Fernando Valley is what I represent in the 39th. But all the districts, like I said, have about 500,000 people that live in the total district.
What does a state representative do?
Oh, good question. So a state representative, or in California, we say state assembly member, like they represent their districts, like I already have mentioned. We have each, there's 80 total state representatives, and then there's 40 state senators in the state. So we introduce and vote on new laws or removing a law in this for the state. So that's what we do. We go to Sacramento, and then there's a process on how a bill becomes a law, and we go through, participate in all of that, you know, and hearing these bills through ideas through committees. And then we vote, all vote, and if it makes it to our assembly floor, then we get to vote whether it moves on in the process. And then we also work with the governor. Right now it's Governor Newsom. He ends up deciding whether these bills become law. So at the end of this whole process, he signs off on that. But here in the district, we also have an office in our districts. Mine is in Arleta, and I have staff that help people in the community if they have problems with, you know, any state agency like Caltrans, which is in charge of the freeways. We have the Employment and Development Department, which is sometimes when people lose their job, they can get a check, like an unemployment check. The DMV, like to get your driver's license, is a state agency. So if anybody that lives in my district has an issue with these state agencies, they come to my office and they talk to my field staff and they help them.
How does it feel to be famous?
That's funny. It's not that you're famous. It's, I think that people just know, you know, not everybody knows who represents them in Congress, in the assembly. So some people do know and do recognize you. But I think it's important for everybody to know who represents them at every level of government. And I know you're going to get a book today with all your representatives. So I think everyone should know who their Congress member is, who their city council member is, and their state senator and their assembly member. So when people do recognize me, I get happy because it means that they know who represents them at the state level.
I'm Valerie Garcia. Do you have children?
No, I don't have children, but I have two nephews. My sister has two kids, but they're teenagers now. They're not little kids anymore.
I'm Cesar Rosales, and do you think you could ever be the president?
Do I think I could be the president of the United States? I think if I really tried hard, I mean, it's a lot of work. I'm a very new politician. I've been in politics for a little over a year. And I think there's a lot of people ahead of me that have been thinking about this for years and planning this out. And I think it does take a lot of strategy and moving up in position. But now it seems like everybody runs for president, right? We have so many candidates. I don't think I would want to be president. Yeah, I like being more local. Local government is more exciting for me. Oh, why? I think at the local level, which I mean, when I say local, I mean city, state, I think we have a lot of impact in your day-to-day life, I think more than the president. People focus on the president and what he's doing and what people are doing in DC. But at the end of the day, people want make sure that they have sidewalks and clean streets and alleys, that the freeways aren't, you know, dirty and that there's no graffiti. And so that's, I think you can have a major impact if you're a local politician.
I'm Jenner Gonzalez, and do you want to achieve anything else in the future?
That's a great question. Of course I do. I love working and I love making a difference. I don't know what's next for me, right? I'm just getting started in this position. I have another 10 years. If I stay and if people keep voting for me, I can stay for another 10 years. So it's up to the people if I keep this job. And if after that, I'm not sure what I want to do, but I know that there's something bigger after that.
We'd like to thank Luz Rivas for coming.
For her time and for representing Pacoima with heart and soul.
Thank you, Vaughn, MIT, and to ConnectaPod for inviting me to be part of your podcast. I'm very excited that you're doing this and learning about government and representatives, and I hope that this is just the beginning for you, that you continue to be curious about laws and government and who represents you.
And thank you for listening.
Now, bye.